Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we are discussing the 32nd verse of Surah Ankabut in this episode. So before we start our discussion, you'd better listen to the verse, and we'll be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قال إن فيها لوطا قالوا نحن أعلم بمن فيها لننجينه وأهله إلا امرأته كانت من الغابرين.
Abraham said, indeed, within it is Lot. They said, we are more knowing of who is within it. We will surely save him and his family, except his wife. She is to be of those who remain behind.
So, this noble verse, as you listen to, indicates that when Abraham heard the statement of the issuing of the punishment for the people of Lut, he actually worried about Prophet Lut, the great prophet of Allah, and he actually asked about his fate. So, the previous episode was about the 31st verse, that in that verse, we understood that the supplication of Prophet Lut was accepted, and the Almighty Allah issued a very severe punishment for the evil people of actually Lut. وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا إِنَّا مُهْلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. When the messengers came to Abraham to give him the glad tidings of a son unto him, they said that we are verily going to destroy this actually town. But in this verse, the verse said, قَالَ إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوطًا. Abraham, to the messenger angels, said, very Lut is in it. So, actually, he was asking about the fate of the Prophet, what is going to happen to him. And they said, قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا. We are knowing very well, and we do know very well who is in it. They meant that never Allah chastises evildoers and good doers with together, and his program is completely accurate and calculated. So they added, لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ أَهْلَهُ. We shall certainly deliver him and his family, but there is one exception. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Except his wife, because she shall of those who stay behind. So it is understood from this verse that in all of those cities, there was only one pure faithful family, and Allah delivered them on time. As it is mentioned in Surah Al-Dhariyat, but we found not there any except one Muslim household. And moreover, the wife of Lut was also out of the row of believers, and therefore she was going to be punished.
قَالَ
So, brothers and sisters, regarding this verse that talks about the continuation of the interaction between Prophet Abraham and the messenger angels of the Almighty Allah, there is some aspect that is actually important to be noticed. The social title is not important. The important thing is the faith, is the righteous deed. So, being the Prophet's wife alone is not of value, because these messenger angels, they said, قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. We shall certainly deliver him and his family, because we know very well who is in this city, but not his wife. So, the wives of Prophet are not sinless. Even among the wives of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, only few of them were actually favored by the special grace of Allah. So we have to be really careful that these titles, specifically these social titles, they're not important, and we should not care about them, because it's the matter of our actually forthcoming world. It's the matter of the next world, and this is very important. So anyway, the wife of Lut was also out of the row of the believers, as we said. She was punished. And the verse says, إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Except his wife, she was of those who stayed behind. So the Arabic word غابرين, which is the plural form of غابر, has this kind of meaning, that when somebody has many companions and they leave one, and in that situation, that person is going to remain as one and alone. So the woman who was among the family of prophethood must not separate from the Muslims and believers, but her infidelity and polytheism and idolatry actually were the reasons that caused her separation. And this actually makes it clear that her deviation was only from the point of belief, and it is not actually improbable that she had got this deviation from her own environment, and that was why actually she was among the ones to be punished. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.